Thank you for downloading this chaplaincy podcast from our Advent and Christmas series. Each podcast consists of a short reading, a 2 to 3 minute thought, and a piece of music, some of which has been specially produced for us. For more podcasts, please go to our chaplaincy webpage at uhmbt.com/services/chaplaincy. We hope that you enjoy having a little time to think. Merry Christmas.
The reading. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There's no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbours were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. It's every prospective parent's nightmare. It's hard work. What are you going to call your child? Do you have a favourite boy's name or a favourite girl's name? Are you going to name a child after a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle? Is there somebody famous whom you admire? Is there a popular name at this point in time? Are there popular names you want to avoid at this moment in time? It's hard work. And here we have that situation perfectly encapsulated. We have a birth. We have a new baby. And we have neighbours thinking the obvious is going to be done. The easiest thing is you stick to a family name. Zechariah would be a good one. But then the child is called John. The neighbours are astonished. It's strange. It's not a family name. Why would you pick John? Well, there are two actually really simple and good reasons for picking John. First of all, when Zechariah was in the temple, you may remember that reading a few days ago, he's told by the angel to call him John. Probably not a good idea to disagree, is it really? You've got the instructions. Stick with it. The second reason is it means one whom God favours. In the Hebrew, God is gracious. And that's clearly true. If you wanted a child for years and you've not been able to have children, then suddenly you're given this child. That's a pretty accurate description of how you feel. But perhaps the most interesting thing about this passage is that question that people ask. What then is this child going to be? Well, the answer was he was going to be a person who lived in the wilderness and ate locusts and wild honey. Pretty rough-looking character. But more importantly, he was going to be a man who spoke the truth. He didn't mince his words for anybody. He spoke the truth to people who came to him and said, "You need to turn your lives around." He spoke the truth to religious leaders and told them they're dishonest and corrupt and they need to get the priorities sorted out. And he spoke the truth to people in power. He spoke the truth to Herod, to such an extent that he was imprisoned and eventually beheaded. But it's strange. Herod would come to him and listen to him, according to the accounts, and was troubled. He wanted John to speak the truth, even though he hated hearing it. And eventually his hand was forced and he had John executed. But for us, in our circumstances, in our world, perhaps John is the greatest model for someone to whom we can copy and be honest. You see, our world has many issues. Pandemic, yes. The ecology, yes. Politics, yes. But how much do we need a few Johns in this world? People who don't have ideological slants, who don't have clichés to shout, who don't have campaigns to run, but who just tell the truth, no matter how uncomfortable. John is a challenging figure, but he's also an encouraging figure. How much could each one of us become a John-type figure? How much in our own lives, personally, family, community, workplace? could we become people of truth? Because I suspect that what the world needs is not more big ideas, no more great ideologies, no more campaigns, but people who will speak the truth.
We hope that you enjoyed this podcast from the Morecambe Bay Trust Chaplaincy team. To download more podcasts, please go to the UHMBT website /services/chaplaincy. Have a Merry Christmas and a purposeful year.